Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's... Presenting... From Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Good morning, wherever in the world you are. The Catholic Defender, St. Joseph Calasanz, motto of the purists, is Piety in Letters. For August 26th, he is our saint of the day, highlighting his approach. Joseph Calasanz once wrote, "If from the very earliest years a child is instructed in both religion and letters, it can be reasonably hoped that his life will be happy." According to me, the motto of the purists is Piety in Letters. He was a close friend of the renowned astronomer Galileo, from Aragon, where he was born in 1556, to Rome, where he died 92 years later. Fortune alternatively smiled and frowned on the work of Joseph Calasanz, a priest with university training in canon law and theology, respected for his wisdom and administrative expertise. He put aside his career because he was deeply concerned with the need for the education of poor children. When he was unable to get other institutions to undertake his apostolate at Rome, Joseph and several companions personally provided a free school for deprived children. So overwhelming was the response that there was a constant need for larger facilities to house their efforts. Soon, Pope Clement VIII gave support to the school, and this aid continued under Pope Paul V. Other schools were opened, other men were attracted to the work, and in 1621, the community, which all the teachers lived, was recognized as a religious community. The clerks of regular religious schools Curis, or Scolopi, not long after Joseph was appointed superior for life. A combination of various prejudices and political ambitions and maneuvering caused the Institute much turmoil. Some did not favor educating the poor, for education would leave the poor dissatisfied with their lowly task for society. Others were shocked that one of the purists was sent to for instruction to Galileo, a friend of Joseph, as superior, thus dividing the members into opposite camps. On Christmas Day in 1598, the Tiber flooded to historic levels, reaching the height of nearly 20 meters or 65 feet above its normal height. The devastation was widespread. Hundreds of the already poor families who lived along the riverbanks were left homeless and without food. The death toll was estimated at about 2,000. Calvinist threw himself into the response, joining a religious fraternity dedicated to helping the poor, and began to help in the cleanup and the recovery of the city. In 1600, he opened his pious school in the center of Rome, and soon there were extensions, in response to growing demands for enrollment from students. Repeatedly investigated by papal commissions, Joseph was demoted when the struggle within the Institute persisted. Purists were suppressed. Only after Joseph's death were they formally recognized as a religious community. His liturgical feast is celebrated on August 25th. Joseph Calasanz was beatified on August 7th, 1748 by Pope Benedict XIV. He was later canonized by Pope Clement VIII on July 6th, 1767. On August 13, 1948, Pope Pius XII declared him to be the universal patron of all Christian popular schools in the world. No one knew better than Joseph the need for the work he was doing. No one knew better than he how baseless were the charges brought against him. Yet if he were to work within the church, he realized he must submit to its authority, that he must accept a setback if he was unable to convince authorized investigators. While the prejudice The setback is he was unable to convince the authorized investigators. While the prejudice, the scheming, and the ignorance of men often kept the truth from emerging for a long period of time, Joseph was convinced, even under suppression, that his institute would again be recognized and authorized. With this trust, he joined exceptional patience and a genuine spirit of forgiveness. That is our saint of the day. Even when his work was not applauded or recognized, he still plugged on. Our saint of the day for today, August the 25th.
You know, Mike, that's something, that's a good model for us, because, you know, that at first you don't succeed, try and try again, you know, kind of, you know, don't give up, and trust. And forgiveness.
Well, look at the model he has to go by. When Jesus did the Olivet Discourse, almost his very disciples were ready to leave, until St. Peter said, "Well, where are we going to go?"
Because they recognized that he was the Messiah.
Jesus himself had problems like that.
And sometimes in our day-to-day issues, sometimes we have stumbling blocks, and you know, whether it's at work or you know, things that and so steadfast, especially in our faith, that's the area right there.
Mm-hmm.
And people fall to the wayside because you know whatever you know. So that's why.
Well, he. Our saint of the day today illustrates one truth we've been preaching for quite a while, and I almost forgot what it was.
Yeah.
And we look at this, and we find that I forgot what I was going to say. He said if he were to work within the church, he realized he would have to submit to its authority. So he had to learn how to work within the system. That doesn't mean the system was right. Because eventually, eventually his work was recognized for what it was. But he didn't.
Yeah.
He had more of an uphill than a downhill battle.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons we've been preaching this since we started this program, and that is. I forgot it again. And that is that it is necessary to pray for our priests because they're on the front lines. They're on the front lines. And we need to pray for our priests that they are strengthened in the work that they're doing and that it actually means something.
Yes. And that parishes work together for the common cause of salvation for all. So I like that, and here we go.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is being led by Saint Faustina. Oh, my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your spirit, and give power to the words of priests so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests, for you can do all things. And this morning's prayer for priests is coming from Saint Faustina. And thank you, Saint Faustina, for that word, for that prayer. The Catholic priest always at your side when we fall. St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, St. John Vianney, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And so, and St. Vianney, St. John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And so, we pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy today. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for our families, and we pray for our children. How important that is as well.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. And through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God commanded the care of his holy, his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take care, take special protection, the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And with Saint Joseph, we also ask Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica. Speaking of which, Saint Monica, our sneak peek for tomorrow is Saint Monica. And Saint Monica, who prayed for her son's conversion for 17 years, certainly knew how to wait to encounter hardships, frustrations, and disappointments with a strong faith and with perseverance. So we ask for Saint Monica and Saint Anthony to help us in praying for our children. Thank you for being our children's keeper, Lord. You are the shade on our child's right hand, our children's right hand. The sun will not strike our children by day, nor the moon by night. And thank you in advance for keeping our children from all evil. You will keep our children's life from this time forth and forevermore. And Lord, I pray that you are our children's refuge and fortress. God, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And we pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from my enemies. And so we pray for our children and the importance.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? each other name. Children playing the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children. Sweet, precious children. Pretty, dirty children.
And now we move to our Stand in the Gap segment here. I love this segment too.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And our prayer for souls past who has recently passed from this life. But our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. O God, who has commanded us to honor our father and mother, have compassion in your mercy on the souls of our father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Incline, O Lord, your ear to our prayers in which we humbly beseech your mercy that would place the souls of the faithful departed, which have departed from this world into the region of peace and light, and unite them in the fellowship of your saints through Christ our Lord. And we beseech you, O Lord, in your mercy, to have pity on the soul of all your handmaids, your men servants and your handmaids. Do those, you know, restore to them the portion of everlasting salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we also pray for the prodigals, those who have abandoned the faith. We ask for, we work to bring them back, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we pray for the prisoner and their families, those who are in prison. We pray for them and their families. We pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those who work in those hospitals. We pray for our police officers. And we pray for our care workers. We pray for every need, Lord, that people have. We pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And so, Mike, thank you again this morning for helping me stand in the gap with St. Joseph here. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, I'm glad to do it.
Well, I think it's...
We have St. Monica tomorrow.
St. Monica, yes. And
looking forward to that. She's probably another busy saint.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. And so all of these saints, we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. We pray for those who are held bound by addictions and who need deliverance, Lord. You are our deliverer. And we pray Lord, that you help those who are in bondage. And so we'll end with this song because of that last piece right there. Our Lord is our deliverer. We'll be right back. And last word for the day here is to pray the rosary and to go to Mass. And God bless you all out there in Deeper Truth Land. We'll see you tomorrow. Join us for St. Monica. Amen.